Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you a registered voter?
Okay.
All right. Actually, I'm checking the survey, and I see that it was completed at 66%. So let me tell you this. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. Let me see. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference?
Less likely.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Oh, sabe que, I did this yesterday.
Actually, I'm checking, and there is some 66% complete for this survey. If you can help me, we just got to finish this, and that could be everything.
Okay.
All right. So, regardless to this statement that I read you, you could say that is much more likely to you, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Most less likely.
Okay, thank you. And the same for this. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy?
Yeah, I think it's okay.
So you could say that it's much more likely, somewhat more likely,
yeah.
Or... one of those, much more likely. Okay, thank you so much. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy?
Yes.
Much more likely or somewhat?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely, thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yes, more likely.
Thank you. That was just two left. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
More likely.
Thank you. A program that grants works permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Most likely.
More likely. Okay, thank you so much. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. For example, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. You could say
I'm
that
sorry,
you are
would
very...
Would you repeat that?
I'm sorry?
Would you please repeat that?
Yeah. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. For over a decade. With this statement, you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. What about this?
Most definitely.
It is to you very concerned, somewhat concerned,
very
a
concerned.
Little concerned?
Very concerned. Very concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about the immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Okay. Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to the 4 million of migrants. For you, this is, you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned with that.
Thank you so much. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
No, that's not true.
So, for you, is a little concerned or not at all concerned? Very
not
concerned?
At all.
It's not true.
I'm not concerned with it.
All right. Thank you so much. And let me see. I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. For example, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Or Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
I think they should shut the borders.
So you are much closer to what Donald Trump says?
Yes, yes.
And for you, it is much closer. It approaches much closer or somewhat closer.
Much closer.
Much closer. Okay, thank you so much. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
President Trump.
Thank you so much. As parents, you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No, I don't.
All right. Thank you so much. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read you a list, for example, Instagram or YouTube, Fox News channel or website, Univision, Spanish language radio programs, OAN, WhatsApp, Facebook, TikTok, MSNBC.
I just use Fox.
News Fox. Just
yeah.
New Fox or there is another?
Yeah. Just Fox.
All right. Thank you so much. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. And from which country or territory does your family trace the heritage?
From Native American here in America and also Spain.
I'm sorry?
I'm Native American and Spain.
Native America?
I'm actually Native American. I'm from here, from America, and from Spain. I'm half and half.
All right. I thank you so much for this information. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
I was born in the United States.
United States. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
Both parents born on mainland?
Yes.
All right.
The US.
All right, thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home?
English and Spanish.
English, I'm sorry, I'm going to read you a list. Always English, more English than Spanish. Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, or always
equally.
Spanish?
Equally.
Equally. All right, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you a lot. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Well, I have a lot of college, but I was also in the military, so I got my training and all that in the military.
I'm sorry?
I got my training and stuff from the military, but I do have college.
Oh, so you cursed a 4-year college graduate or bachelor's degree?
Well, I don't have a degree. I just have a lot of college hours.
Oh, I got it.
I have to close to 200 hours, but I also joined the military, so that's how I got my certificate or my graduated from that, from military school.
Oh, I got it. Thank you so much. What is your religion, if any?
I am Catholic.
Catholic. All right, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Juanita.
All right, thank you so much. Well, thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, that would be fine.
All right. Okay. So, well, that's everything from my part. I really thank you for your help and hope you have a grand, wonderful night.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.